Hello everyone and welcome to the Secrets of the Phoenix. My name is Gloria and in this podcast, you know, we talk about Harry Potter. So sit back, relax and let the magic begin because the Chamber of Secrets has been opened. Oh my god, I feel like it was since forever since I did the last episode of the season, we can say. And oh my god, I feel really weird right now, like recording again this podcast, these little chapters. But we are here again with more content of Harry Potter. And of course, we have to continue where we left off. And where we left off, the last episode was that I was going just about to tell you about the Hogwarts houses. The Hogwarts houses that, of course, are in Hogwarts, the magic school. So, it's really important to know how the Hogwarts houses work. Because knowing this, we can know a little bit about the history, why the Hogwarts houses are, we can say, a big deal. Why are they important to people? Why are they important to the fans? Why are they important in the history? So first, we have to know the most important detail of them all. The first thing you need to know is that Hogwarts was first created, we can say, it was first built by four people. Four people that were just normal guys, normal teenagers, that at some point they got like a... they got the idea of making a school for little wizards, little witches, where they could learn everything they want of the magic world, how they can use their magic, about the spells, about everything, about all the items you can use, about the creatures, like everything in the magic world. Because even though you born like a real magician, we can say, even though if you are born with a family of magicians and you live there and you've always lived in the wizard world, there are also some things that you have to learn, some things that are not like learned in school that maybe the parents didn't teach the kids and that stuff. So it's really important also to know that when you are 11 years old, it's when you are going to receive your first letter. Your first letter, it's going to arrive at the age of 11. So if you are 11 and you receive a letter from Hogwarts where it says that you've been accepted in the school, you can be full of joy. And also in that letter, they explain a little bit about your materials, what are you going to need, and also a little bit about the subjects you are going to be learning. So it's like kind of here when you get like your results when you applied to some university, where you get like an email where they told you if you've been accepted or you were declined. So we can say it's something like that. And when each kid received their letter, of course, it's a really, really happy moment for the kid and for the parents. And also, you have to know that Hogwarts, it's not the only magic school. It's not the only one out there. There are more. We are going to talk about the schools a little bit more, a little bit more far on time. It's not going to be right now, but we will see them later, of course. And, well, let's continue with the houses. So, these houses, like I said before, they were built, they were represented by four persons. So, the Hogwarts houses, the name of each Hogwarts house, they are Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin. So, the houses were given their name because of their builders, their each manager, we can say. They were founded because of their, they were named like that because of the people that was like the head of the house. So, each house has its own, we can say its own characteristics, its own values. Like if you are from a certain house, you have this certain abilities, and that's why you were choose. That's why you were choosing that. In that house. And of course, the person, well, it's not a person, sorry, the object that tells you in which house is going to be yours, it's called the sorting hat. And if you are asking yourself a what, yes, you hear me right, a sorting hat. A hat gives you the instruction and tells you where you're going to live for the rest of your academic life. As a wizard, of course. So, the sorting hat, it's a little hat, of course, that the Professor McGonagall puts on your head. And then you can know, like, what abilities you have because sometimes the sorting hat, when it's on your head, starts to say like, oh, I see that you have, you that you are really brave and that you are really kind. So he starts to say some qualities that he saw in you, and because of that qualities, you are sorted in one house. So, I think this is something that it's really important. Because the abilities you have, like your personality, your values as a person, define in which house you are going to be. So, this is really important to know because you can just be in one house. Even though if you have like some characteristic from another house, but no, you are just going to be in one. There are some fan-made cases where you can be like a hybrid from two. Like, you can be a Gryffindor and Slytherin. But yes, like, your first house is just one. Hogwarts was founded over 1,000 years ago by four powerful wizards. Like I told you before, these powerful wizards' names are Godric Gryffindor, Salazar Slytherin, Rowena Ravenclaw, and Helga Hufflepuff. So, if you can, like, do a little bit of memory, I told you that the houses were Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin. And right now, you can see why. Godric Gryffindor was the one that made the Gryffindor house. Salazar Slytherin was the one that was in charge of the Slytherin house, and so on and so on. So the last names of this Fundors are the ones that are used in each house. They chose to split the students into four houses that they are called like that because, like I said before, it's the place that you are going to be living the rest of your academic life. each bearing their sword names and featuring young wizards and witches who display abilities and personalities they want to nurture. Godric Gryffindor was the owner of the sorting hat. He used his magical hat and he put this hat to decide which children should go into which house. And so it has been ever since, with a yearly sorting ceremony that places each new pupil into their own new home. So this is something that I explained to you before. The sorting hat, it's put on your head, and this hat is going to tell you which house you are going to be in. The four houses have different entry requirements, and nobody summed them up better than the old sorting hat itself. In the books, we can see, we can learn, and we can know that the sorting hat sings a welcoming song. This is part of the sorting ceremony. In the movie, we can see this. There's no such thing as a welcoming song in the movies. But yeah, in the Gryffindor, the song goes like this. You might belong in Gryffindor, where dwell the brave at heart. Their daring nerve and chivalry set Gryffindors apart. The Hufflepuff one. You might belong in Hufflepuff, where they are just and loyal. Those patient Hufflepuffs are true and unafraid of toil. For the Ravenclaw ones, it goes like, or yet in wise old Ravenclaw, if you've a ready mind, where those of wit and learning will always find their kind. And Slytherin one goes like this, or perhaps in Slytherin you make your real friends, those cunning folk use any means to achieve their ends. So each house, like you heard, had their own special abilities. They had their own special way of being recognized. So each and every one of the houses has its novel, has its rules. Of course, they are different rules for each house. And now that you know a little bit about the houses, a little bit about how were they found, a little bit about their history, now it's time to know where did Harry Potter was sorted in. You know, it's something that's really, really important to know. So, of course, they were from first year, so the first year always have to be sorted in their houses first. And they went to the They went to the ceremony, the sorting ceremony, of course, and Professor McGonagall talked to them about each and every one of the houses. She did a little bit of a welcome, and then she gave them the instructions of how they were going to be sorted in each house. They were starting to say, okay, so you're going to be here and you have to come here. You have to come upstairs. You have to sit down in this chair, and then I'm going to put the sorting hat in your head, and then you would know your house. So that's how it was going to be done. And everybody understand, everybody was really, really excited, because you can say that your house is going to define how it's going to be your year, how you're going to be treated, kind of thing. So yeah, everybody was really, really excited. And now it's time to know where Harry, Hermione, Ron, Draco Malfoy, was sorted in. I think we need to know this. We need to know this so we can know a little bit more about what happened with this little kids that went for the first time to Hogwarts. What happened with Harry? What happened with his house? What's going on here? But I think we need to leave that to the next episode. So for now, mischief managed.